the board will convene into executive session. 2:26 p.m. and ask for reading of the resolution.
Yes, sir. You got the tape on, Tina?
Somebody know.
We're back in.
Wait for general budget in 2008.
Be resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and authorizes the execution of an amendment to the employment agreement for the General Manager CEO, Philip J. Ford, establishing the General Manager CEO's salary at $245,000 per annum, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby grants the General Manager CEO a $50,000 bonus payable within the next fiscal year.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Ms. Deere, seconded by Director Ellison. On the board, please.
Director Bellion.
Yes.
Director Ellison.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Baker.
Yes.
Director Blunt.
Yes.
Director Butler.
Yes.
Director Chalmette.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director DeClue.
Yes.
Director Garcia.
Yes.
Director Deere.
Yes.
Director Hughes.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Martin. Director Moore.
Yes.
Director Staggs.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
At this time, Director Bayon, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, had requested time to possibly read some items into the record. Bob, would you like to?
I'd like to express an opinion and a thought, see what you all think about this, and really in the form of consensus. You know, we received letters, some addressed to the chairman, vice chairman, a couple others, some addressed to all of you, and I think that we... Some of you get to read some of the things we receive, and some of you do not. Some of the letters are not nice letters. They accuse us of all sorts of things. And I think, for the record, it is my opinion this way. If I was to do a Freedom of Information request of this authority regarding the correspondence, say, regarding Possum Kingdom, the record would be incomplete. Because the record does not contain those lobbying letters, if you wish, which is really what they are, that have expressed opinions. Some contain very critical, important items. One of the letters specifically spoke about, again and again, that historically we have guaranteed renewals of these leases, and that based on these guarantees, folks have taken their paperwork to the banks and borrowed money on these things. Now, these are letters we have received, I think, the chairman, myself, and Phil. And some of these things, in my opinion, should be a matter of record in the annals of this organization. Now, I'm expressing this in opinion. We don't have the procedures here like they do in the Congress that I'm going to add a bunch of letters to be read into the record after the meeting's over type of thing. But I think some of these are quite critical, particularly fending off the accusation that we don't listen to people. Well, some folks, for the record, ought to read as to what it is we're being asked to answer. I know where it goes to sell these things for a certain widow. And my thought that I'd like to express to you folks is that some of these letters should be read into the record, entered into the record some way, whether they're read or attached or something, that the minutes of this organization will reflect some of these things of which we have been accused. Some of them are not nice. Accusing us of military folks and all circling the wagons and doing all sorts of weird things, and that the staff doesn't have the authority to speak, that folks are clamped on, and that Phil steps on their necks and doesn't allow them to discuss things. All these things put together, to me, bother me a lot. They're not, in intimidation, they are not, but I think for the record that we must be able to some way document the fact that we do respond, that we answer, that we are sensitive to things like this, whether they're nice or not. We never get nice letters anyway. We only get these other ones. But I think that my thought was, to ask my fellow directors, what do you all think about reading some of these things into the record? Those that came to this organization officially.
Does it have to be read into the record? Can we do it like Congress and have them added into the record?
This
is your opinion. I'm asking. Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. I don't want to. Yeah, so I'm just concerned about the discussion. I think you're okay if you want to
Director, I think you're okay if you want to have them read in as part of the public comments, but I'm a little bit concerned if the board gets into a long discussion about whether or not the policy should be to have it in. We haven't posted that, so I'm not trying to be too protectionistic, but I'm just a little worried because of open meetings.
So I'm just asking for an opinion from the board, because some of these are actually accusing us of doing things as a BRA or the board as an organization that can actually borderline into some legal difficulties.
Chris,
Bob, you're walking on the borderline of violating Open Records Act.
Yeah, why don't we put it on the agenda next time?
Yeah, can we put it on the next agenda?
Let's get it on the agenda. I agree for one. Let's put it on the agenda.
Jane?
Yeah, let's put it on the agenda, but let's, in the interim, think carefully about the downside.
Yes.
Of going a step further than what we have in our past practice.
Let's stop talking about it and put it on the agenda. I'm in for adjournment.
I knew you came for
a good reason. Well, you missed me, haven't you?